Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Let's pick it up from the second line. V'af Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Sava L'Hadarava. So yesterday we left off that Rav had said that the Gemara quoted a Braisa that you're allowed to sell Bechor, but Meiser you cannot sell Bein Chayim, Bein Mavez, Bein Mamum, Bein Tam. And then Rav qualified and said, and the Gemara itself brings a Braisa that says, by Yisayim you could sell. And the Gemara explains, Rav gave a Hezber in a Braisa that was quoting that you're allowed to sell, and it stems with the price, says you can't sell, very simple. Then Me'ikra Adin, you can't sell, close money to live. Once the Meiser, which has a mum, which is not a Shechtel and Mizbeach, once that Meiser, that's what Rashi's learning is. You could have really learned something about Meiser with Shechtel and Mizbeach and didn't have a mum, but Rashi's just going in the Sukkot here. We're talking about Meiser with a mum, and we'll stick with that. Meiser with a mum, and you Shechted it. Once you Shechted it, Me'ikra Adin, you can, yes, sell it. That's what Rav learns. And we're going to see today that there's a Braises that back that up. By Yisayimim that we're concerned about the loss of their money, we allow you to sell the chatchila. By regular people, regular adults, where if we're nervous, if you allow you to sell the chatchila, they make up to sell prior to shechita, also prior to death. Mechayim, and mechayim you cannot sell, meiser, and therefore you can't sell it even the chatchila, you can't sell it even achamisa. How can you sell it? Bahavla. And we explain what is havla. We'll touch more about it today. Havla was that, let's say the hide is worth $20, just making up random numbers, and the meat is worth $80. You can sell the mice of ham, but you sell the hide for $100, 20 plus 80, and the meat you give as a gift. We spoke yesterday, the Machlekes Rishonim, you have to actually say those words. The meat's a gift, and all the money's for the hide. Or can you just say, here's $100 for the hide, and not speak about the meat being a gift, and just simply give the meat without spelling it out. But that was the point, that was the idea of Havla. So again, by God you do Havla, by Yisayim you have to do Havla, and that's all going Lachamisa, because Bechaim can't sell. V'af, says the Gemara. V'af Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Sava L'Hadarava. Rav Yitzchak, Rav's same Shita, that what? He just says it has it from a different source. But that Lachamisa he could sell. Dam Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Menayin L'Maisa Behem Sheyisayimim Shemoichnus HaKedarka. How you know Maisa Behem Yisayimim? You could sell Kedarka. Now again, if it was usher to sell Maker Adin, just because Yisayim would lose money, you wouldn't sell it Stam, even though it's usher Maker Adin. It must be there's some sort of heder to sell, and therefore by Yisayimim we're making, we utilize this heder as opposed to Gedalim. Shenemar, Rak Bechol Avas Navshach Tizbech V'chal T'Basar. The pasuk says, the pasuk actually continues, Kivirchas Hashem Melekech Asher Nasan Lach Lecha Bechol Sherecha Hatam V'Atar Yechlan Kitzvi V'Chayal. That's the famous pasuk, Kitzvi V'Chayal. But the point is, it says, Kibirkas Hashem Melekech, says the Gemara, Eiz Davish Eim by Bracha Mechayim. What's this thing that as Bracha only when it's Tizbech V'chalta, and that's when you have Bracha. Only Achamisa is Bracha, Mechayim there's no Bracha. What's this item? Ella Chamisa, Shchita, Havyam is a Maisa Behema. This would be a riot to the same sheet as Rava, that once it's Shechted, you could sell it. You have more benefit from it. You're able to eat it or sell it. Prior to Shechita, you wouldn't be able to sell it. That would be a riot to this idea that Rava is saying that Maisa Behema can yes be sold after Shechita. Again, there's a Gezerah that by Gedalim, we don't do it. By Yisayim, we relax the Gezerah, but Maker Adin, it could be sold after Shechita as opposed to Mechayim, where it can't be sold. Again, the other Shechita was that it can never be sold, either Chamisa. Fine. Now, before we get back to more sources about this business of Meiser, Behemah not being able to be sold, that's going to be the rest of the Amud, once short Gemara, about Havla. Ma'al Avliya Batzamis. Whatever being Mavliya, the meat. Again, you're not selling the meat of Meiser. We're talking about case you can't sell the meat of Meiser, either Mechayim or Lachamisa, according to the Shitas, but you could sell it Bavla. This idea of selling it, you're not selling the meat, you're overinflating the price of your hide, of the horns, of other body components to cover the price of the meat. What about bones? Could it work for that as well? Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Chadam Mavliya, one says you can yes be Mavliya in the bones, Chadam Mavliya, you cannot be Mavliya in the bones. Vlay Plikin, there's no Machlaikis here really. Ha, Bedak, Ha, Begasa. On a small animal with small bones, those bones are not really used for anything, and therefore you can't sell the meat Bavla of the bones, because the bones itself aren't really a normal thing to sell. Ha, Begasa, by a large animal, it was normal to use, Rashi explains, it was normal to use the bones for items, such as a handle for a card or for an axe, or something like that. So since the bones themselves could be used for something that would be sold, so you can be mavliya the meat into the bones. So it comes to machlekes. One was talking about being mavliya into the bones of a small animal. One was talking about being in the bones of a big animal. Small animal, not big animal. Yes, that's explanation of one. Ibai same. Or again, there's no machlekes. But Aydivayd Begasa. They're both talking about a large animal. And still, there's no machlekes. Play pligi. Mark yesrei. In a place where they use bones of large animals for handles. So since that's another use, it could be sold for that. And since it could be sold for that, you can now be mavliya the meat into that sale. Whereas in the one who says that he cannot do it, in his locale, it was not unusual, it wasn't customary to use the bones at all, even a large animal. And therefore, you can't not be mavliya the sale of the meat into the bones, because the bones themselves were not normal to sell. Gufa. Back to this memory that we spoke out in yesterday's daf. the Gemara is going to bring more sources for it. But Becharu Aimer Le Sifta, Becharu says Le Sifta. These are actually key words we're going to be needing for the actual drushes the Gemara is going to be quoting throughout this Amud. So Ketani gets this clear regardless. But again, the Brisa said yesterday, Becharu, it says, Hu Aimer Le Sifta, you cannot redeem. Vinimkar. But the halacha is, you can sell the Becharu. Which means, you cannot redeem the Kedusha off. Redeeming means, I'm taking the Kedusha off the animal. You asked me this yesterday on Shabbos, right? You asked the Chara sometimes overlaps, and you're correct. Sale sometimes does represent a redemption. For example, when my animal gets a mum, it's a shlam, it gets a mum, I sell the animal to a purchaser. The money that he gives me in exchange becomes Kaddish with Kedusha Shlamim, and he uses the money to bring a place in Shlamim. That's a case of kind of a sale and a redemption at once. That would be referred to as a Padiyah, really. It's a redemption. It's not really, even though it's also a sale, but it's really a Padiyah. So, says the Gemara, you can never redeem a Bechar. A Bechar either goes to the Mizbeach, or if it gets a Mum, it doesn't go to the Mizbeach. You don't redeem it and buy something else in its place. There's no redeeming the Kedusha of a Bechar. If it's Tam, it goes to the Mizbeach. If not, Shecht in your backyard, and you have a barbecue. You don't bring on the Mizbeach. So now, by Bechar it says Leisifta, Vinimkar, but selling it, the Bekayan who gets the Bechar, he can sell it. And by the way, he could sell it, Tzai Tam Tzai Bom, he could sell it. He could sell it to his friend, to give it over to him. B'meiser Nemer, by Meiser it says, Le Yigael, you cannot redeem it. And over there we teach, so notice, it's really the same teach. Le Yitziftas, don't redeem it, and Le Yigael's, don't redeem it. And that'll come up later, the fact that that happens to be two different words, but the same teach will be very relevant right before the wide lines. But, even though it's a similar word, halacha by Meisr is, this is what we quoted yesterday. It cannot be sold, not alive, not dead, not tam, not bamum. Again, it depends how you learn this. Rava qualified to say it means, maker adin, it can't be, al-tzgzeru can't be sold, once a shechted, but, correct. By Meisr.
So the point is,
there's exactly. By Bechar, you could sell it. A Meisr, you cannot sell it no matter what. And again, we spoke out that Havla is an Eitzah, number one. Number two, we spoke out that by Yisayimim, you're allowed to sell it once a Shechted, and we explained because Me'ikar Adin, Rebbe learned you could really sell it, all animals, even Meisr. Once a Shechted, it was just a Gzeira not to, so the second part would be Gzeira. But either way, the Mars first focused on this Bechlal, this idea that Meisr cannot be sold. What's the source? We're going to bring a few different sources. Menon Emili. Amar Chanam Rav, Bechein Amar Rav, Dimi Amar Vyechanan, Nemar Le Yigol B'Meiser, it says Le Yigol B'Meiser, V'Nemar, and it says the same words, Le Yigol, V'Le Yigol, B'Charamim. It says the words Le Yigol B'Meiser, B'Charam. Charam over here, just to remind ourselves, is Charam that someone pledges to give to Kohanim. He pledges that it's going to be Charam, which the halachas you give to the Kohanim. And actually, once you give to Kohanim, the Kedusha falls off. So till you give to Kohanim, as Kedusha to go to the Kohanim, once it goes to them, they just use it like Hulim. Okay. So it says, Le Yigol there too. Now by Kahana Becherim, it says over there, Le Yigol. It also says the words, Le Yimacher. Actually, it says Le Yimacher before Le Yigol. Le Yimacher, that's the Vav of Le Yigol. Le Yimacher, Vile Yigol, Kocherim, Kodesh Kodashim. Pasuk says, Le Yimacher, together Le Yigol. So just like by Becherim, it has Le Yigol, there's Le Yimacher with it. So to by Meister, it only says Le Yigol. We're going to learn out Le Yigol, Le Yigol. Gzeir Shava to say, Taich up as if it has the word Le Yimacher with it, and therefore you cannot sell by Meister. Says the Gemara. Malalam mechiru imai, avka mechiru imai, mechiru meaning the word le yimacher, which means you can't sell it by ma'aser as well. Ask the Gemara Avuna, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Avuna, Breda, Yeshua. Mufni, it must be when you're making a gzeir shava, le yigal, the words are extra. The words le yigal have to be extra. Or at least one of them has to be extra. Why? We have a cloud by gzeir shava, so you have two of the same words. It's also based on Masera, obviously, but you can make gzeir shava. But if there's any pirch on the gzeir shava, you have to have a stronger point. It has to be one of them was extra, one of them was not fully necessary, and then the fact that it's extra says, even though you don't have a pirch on the gzeir shava, the extra shows that it stands its ground, even with a pircha. Says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Avuna Bar Yeshua, there's a pircha here. The Eli Mufna, because it must be Mufna, because it's not Mufna, Ekla Mirfach, I can ask, you're comparing Meiser to Chirim, Malach Ramshkin Cholim Al Gakol. Meiser is specifically animal. The tenth animal out of the corral is Meiser. Whereas Chirim takes effect on everything. Anything you choose to sanctify as Chirim becomes Chirim. So it's much more broad, and since it has that Chumrah, maybe Meiser, which doesn't have the Chumrah, doesn't have this other Chumrah of Le Yimachar either. Says the Mar, you're right. La'ai Afnui Mufne. Indeed, Afnui Mufne. It is extra. The Le Yigol is free. Why? Le Yimachar Le Yigol B'Charamim. Let it skip the Le Yigol B'Charamim. The Yigmar Meiser. And learn from Meiser how? Via a Kal V'Chaymer. Ma Meiser Kaddish Vein Nigol. Just like Meiser, actually, it seems like more like a Mamatzin. Let's see. Ma Meiser Kaddish Vein Nigol. Just like Meiser is Kaddish. And it cannot be redeemed, because it says Le Yigol. Af Charamim Kaddish Vein Nigol. So too, Charam's Kaddish and cannot be redeemed. So learn from not a Kal V'Chaymer, take it back, from more of a Mamatzinu. The Le Yigol, therefore the Le Yigol by Charamim's extra lamali must be lafnui. It's extra to let you make a gzeir shava even with a pircha. In fact, tomorrow, 1 second. On your limud, you wanted to learn out from Maisa the Charamim, you have a pircha the other way. We just said a chumra that Charam has over Maisa, which is what? The Charamim is chal on anything and Maisa is not. But there's a chumra the other way as well. What's a chumra by Maisa? Famous chumra. What happens if the guy accidentally calls the 9th to 10th? Or the 11th to 10th? The 9th to 10th, 11th could all be Kaddish, you get it, right? Not just the 10th, the 9th and the 11th close to be Kaddish. That's a very specific chumrah to Meiser, that the ones around it that were mistakenly called that number become Kaddish as well. You don't have that by regular Chayrim. It says the Gemara, Ekle Mifrach, well, Meiser can't Kaddish from Achrav. Meiser has the power to give Kedusha to the one before and after as well. You don't have that chumrah by Haramim. So you can't learn out one for the other either. You can't learn out without the word Le'igol, so it's not extra. Gemara says, you're right. Don't say Le'igol b'charamim. Again, we're saying Le'igol b'charamim is extra. But where would you learn it out from? Learn it out from Bechar. V'yigmar b'Bechar. Learn it out from Bechar. B'Bechar Kaddish v'ni nigel. Bechar is Kaddish and can't be redeemed. That we spoke out. Bechar can be sold, but it cannot be redeemed. Avcharam Kaddish v'ni nigel. So to charam is Kaddish and cannot be redeemed. So let you go. The Kaddish v'charamim l'amli. So if that's the case, if I can learn acharamim from Mamatzino, from Bechar, so who needs let you go? By charamim, lafnuye must mean it's extra to allow me to make the gezeir shava. So we're good again. We have gezeir shava from charamim to ma'isa, just like charamim cannot be sold, so to ma'isa cannot be sold. Ikla mifrach, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Bechar is a major chumra. Mal bechar shekein kedushas merechem. Bechar is a chumra that what? That has kedusha merechem. Its kedusha comes automatically, immediately from when it's born. So therefore, maybe just like has kedusha merechem, therefore it can't be redeemed. Charam, which has a kedusha from inception, it's only sanctified when the person sanctifies it. Maybe that can be redeemed. And by the way, the fact that Bechar, there's another percha that Bechar can yes be sold. We spoke about today, whereas Charam can't be sold. But that'll work the other way. We're trying to learn out that if Bechar can't be redeemed, Charam also can't be redeemed. The fact that Bechar could be sold and Charam cannot be sold would only strengthen that drasha. Mada Charam, which can't be sold, even Bechar could be sold. So if Bechar can't be redeemed, Charam certainly can't be redeemed. So that would only work the opposite direction. That was fine. The problem is you have a chumra of Bechar, namely that what? That it's born b'kedusha. Says the Gemara, okay, new one. Ela lo'yem le'igol b'maiser. Again, this is just a simple cheshbon. We're trying to make one of the le'igols extra, either by chayim or by maiser. And by having it extra, I have an extra from my gzeir shav, and I can learn out that it cannot be sold by maiser. Says the Gemara, lo'yem le'igol b'maiser. Do not say le'igol b'maiser. V'yigmar avar avar me'bechar. Famous, we've had this many times. It says the pasuk by bechar v'avar to kol patrechem. It says the pasuk by maiser. It says kol shi'avar tachas hashevet. Yavar tachas hashevet v'avarta yavar yavar with gzeir shav from maiser to bechar. Therefore, shteinish. Don't let it not say. It does say, but let it not say. You go. And learn that from Bechar. That Ma Bechar Kadesh is holy, vein, and nigel, kirim, be redeemed. Interesting that Bechar, what's the word that we use? Le Sifada. But at the end of the day, we're saying it's the same meaning. So it doesn't bother us. So just like Bechar can't be redeemed, it's holy. Meiser, which has Gzir Shavat to Bechar, Havar Havara, should learn out that it can't be redeemed. And now the word Le'igol is extra. Af Meiser Kadesh, vein, nigel, so to Meiser Kadesh, vein, nigel, Le'igol, the Kasrach, one of Meiser, Lamali. The words Le'igol, but Meiser that was written are seemingly unnecessary. Lafnuya, why is it there? Extra to make extra for Gzir Shavat. Says Gemara, not so fast. You go in a circle. The same way when you made a gzeir shava from charamim to meiser, you had the pircha that meiser is sanctified, that which the 9th and the 11th can be sanctified as well, and that was a chumra, and therefore you need it to be extra. So then you can't tell me now the legal is extra because meiser can be learned from bechar, from the varta varta, because havarta varta can't tell me legal because he's still the same pircha over bechar. The meiser sanctifies 9 and 11. Same. Or opposite. I should go the opposite. Bechar is the same chumra. It's Kaddish Merechem. And Meiser is not. So maybe Bechar you can't redeem. That's the Perchlamar is focused on. Bechar you cannot redeem because it's Kaddish Merechem. Meiser is not Kaddish Merechem. You could redeem. So even with your Havara Havara, you still need it to be extra for that drasha itself. You don't have an extra for Le'igo. Says the Gemara, Vavarta Kerei. No, because Vavarta itself is extra. The Pasuk could have simply said, Kol Patarechlam Hashem. All Patarechlam Hashem. What's Vavarta? You should pass over Kol Patarechlam Hashem. The Vavarta is extra to make that Gzeir Shava. Once it's extra to that Gzeir Shava, I can learn from Bechar to Meiser that just like Bechar cannot be redeemed, so the Meiser cannot be redeemed. No Pircha to PS because I have an extra word there, Vavarta. Now the word Le'igol by Meiser is extra and allows me to Gzeir Shava from Meiser to Charamim, just like Charamim cannot be sold, so the Meiser cannot be sold and he can ask a Pircha because the word Le'igol by Meiser is extra. Says the Gemara, Vavarta b'kray zeru. Says the Gemara, still. Bechar nami neilf gula gula mecharamim. Let us learn out, a new question. Let us learn out, Bechar gula gula mecharamim. From a gzeir shava, make the same drush that Bechar cannot be sold. Says the Gemara, the ma'isa mufni Bechar l'mufni, because the word leisigola by ma'isa is extra, like we just pointed out. The one by Bechar is not extra. The Gemara asks the obvious bomb question. You have the word le sifta by Bechar and the word le'igol by Meiser. You tell me le'igol by Meiser is extra because I can learn it from Bechar. Say opposite. say lo yigol by meiser is needed, and by bechor le sift is extra because I can learn from meiser. Once I have gzeirah back and forth, who told you to make bechor extra, and I'm sorry, make meiser extra and learn lo yigol from charamim, make bechor extra. Let the Yigal by Ma'isa be needed. Let the Leisifta by Bechar be extra. And learn at Leisifada from the Yigal by Charamim. Says the Gemara, Umay Chazis, the Ma'isa Mufti, the Bechar the Mufti. Ma'isa is extra, whereas Bechar is not extra. Says Umay Chazis, the Leisifta, the Bechar, the Gufay, with the Ma'isa Afnui. Why are you establishing that by Bechar, Leisifta is needed, and the Yigal, therefore, by Ma'isa is extra? Say opposite. The Ema, the Ma'isa, the Gufay, the Bechar Afnui. Why don't you say that maybe the one by Meiser is needed for Iker to teach you that you cannot redeem side by Meiser and side by Bechor from Avar, and the one by Bechor is extra? Answer the Gemara, very simple. Meiser is Gula, and so is Charamim. I make Exer Shava Gula Gula, I don't make Exer Shava Leisifada to Leigal, which is Bechor to Charim. Done in Gula Megula, Meiser to Charim, both the same word, Leigal Leigal. Vein done in Padiyah Megula, Bechar, which is Padiyah to Gula, that I don't make a drasha. In fact, the Gemara, famous Shas question, concept, you had this, and we've had, yeah, at least a dozen times in Shas, says the Gemara, Meinaf Glamina, Hatan of the Rebbe Shmuel, Veshavah Kayin Abah Kayin. When it comes to Gzeir Shavas, when it says in the Pasuk, Veshavah Kayin, the Kayin will return to the house, Ubah Kayin, the Kayin will come to the house, both those are two different words for the same concept by Nagayim for the Kayin to come to the house. And we say you can make a Gezer Shava from Vishav and Uba. Completely different words, different spelling, but the Taich is the same. As long as the Taich is the same in the context, that's enough. So Tifta and Yigo, we started off today, we pointed out earlier that it both mean different ways of saying redeeming. So why can't you make a Gezer Shava? So again, we're back to the question, why are you making the Gezer Shava? You're right. You only have one extra, and therefore you only make the Gezer Shava with Meiser to Chirim or Bechar to Chirim. You're picking one over the other. You can't have both. But who told you to pick Meiser? Pick Bechar. Aye, Bechar says Leisifta. So well, Leisifta goes to make Gezer Shava. He says the more obvious answer, you're right. When I don't have a better option, when I don't have the word Leigal to Leigal, I can make Gezer Shava from Leisifta to Leigal. But when I have the words Leigal and Leigal, over there, that's showing that takes precedence. Hanamili Hecha, the more uses this answer also in many places. Hanamili Hecha, like the Damila. When you don't have something which is more similar to it, Al Hecha, Ikad Damila, but you have something which is more identical, then with Damila Finan, of course you'll learn from that which is more identical. In this case, so we make Gezer Shava from Meiser to Chayram. And for Meiser, Chayram tells me that what? That just like Chayram cannot be sold, so the Meiser can't be sold. And Bechar, you don't have an extra for the Gezer Shava. All you know is you have Gezer Shava from Bechar to Meiser to say that Leigol by Meiser was extra. For Leilif Bechar Avar Avar Meiser, ask the Gemara one last question. At the end of the day, you still have a Gezer Shava Avar Avar from Meiser to Bechar. So once you learn by Meiser you can't sell, use that Gezer Shava to say that Bechar you can't sell either. The Meiser Nami Gamer Gul Gul Mecharamim. Meiser also learned from Charamim, so use the same means, power of Gezer Shava to Bechar. Now apparently, the Gemara is not bothered by the concept of something learned with Gezer Shava. It should be chayzer learned with Gezer Shava. We know we have kind of hekesh for so. We have this concept of double lam hekesh. Ain a chayzer malam hekesh. You can't do like transitive laws with hekesh, 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 right? But by Gezer Shava, I think the Gemara elsewhere, if I remember correctly, does discuss it. Discussed by other dinim as well. This Gemara apparently doesn't want to use the answer. Gemara has a different answer. Miyat rachman agav becharim he. The pasuk by Chirim says the word he. Who is the miyat? Who v'le bechar? That the drush we're making from Chirim, which namely in this case they can't sell, is by Chirim and by Meiser, but there's an exception. What do we say the exception is? Bechar. Maybe Hula Meiser. Gemara says, Meiser, Gulasik, Meiser. Meiser has the exact same term as Gulasik, and therefore it makes sense to keep that link, that connection to Charamim, and use it to exclude Bechar. That is all one explanation of this drasha that what? How do you know Meiser can't be sold? In a nutshell, the 10-second version is, because it says the word Le'igal by Meiser, it says Le'igal by Chirim, and by Chirim it says additionally Le'yimacher for Le'igal, just like by Chirim it cannot sell nor redeem, so to Meiser cannot be sold nor redeemed. That is the first Rashi, that is the first explanation, a source that you can't redeem. Here is Rav's Ravama. Rav means a different source. Le'igal d'charam le'tzarech, I don't have to come on to Le'igal that it says by Charamim. Dasnin the isnayo hecha, because. So Rav is going. Sorry, let me be more clear. Rav is not arguing conceptually on this whole the comparison to Chirim. We were just bothered that if you're learning out leigol of Meiser from leigol of Chirim, that one of them has to be extra because you have a pircha that Chirim could be chal on anything. So you have a pircha, so you have to have extra. So he said, indeed, the one by Meiser is extra. That was the first answer. Rav says, no, the one by Chirim is extra. Why is one by Chirim extra? So This is the gears that we have, but it's very problematic because we'll read the next words, and then we're going to therefore say what Rashi tweaks the gears to be. Why? Because how are you going to redeem it? Why not? Ebay Bailam Hekdash Anu, when it's by the Bailam's house, he pledges it to Kanim, it's Hekdash. Can't redeem it. Ebay Kayin, Chulun Anu, this we spoke out. Once it goes to Kayin, it indeed becomes Chulun. Once it goes to Kayin, indeed it does become Chulun. Fine. And then we're going to bring a Bryce to back it up. Before we even go into the Bryce to back it up, the obvious problem is, when it's by the Bailam, why can't you redeem it? It's Kushas Damim. When you pledge something to give to Kanim, it's not Kushas Mizbeach. We find Kushas Damim Limizbeach, or Betha Kabayas could yes be redeemed. Why all of a sudden could this Kushas not be redeemed? Rashi Amad Beis asked this question, and therefore Rashi switches the gears. So by Chayrim, we have two words. We spoke this out the whole half of the Zaman. La Yemacher Vele Yigal. Says Rashi, the gears in Nagamar should be over here, La Yemacher. Not La Yigal. The words La Yemacher by Chayrim was extra. You want to know how I learned out that you can't sell by Meiser? Because the words La Yemacher that you can't sell by Chayrim was extra. And why was extra by Chayrim? Now, this is more understandable. Why can't you sell by Chayrim? Because Manavshach. When you're Makdash it, you the Yisrael, you're pledging it to Kanim, you can't sell it. It belongs. It's something you have to give to Kanim. You can't sell a table that you sanctify to give to Kanim. So while it's by you, of course you can't sell it. And when you give to the Kayin could sell it, becomes Chulin. The Kayin's 100% allowed to sell it. So when is La Yemacher applying? It's Taka fully extra. It's not relevant, Mecharimim. It's solely there. And the Mara's going to ask if it's solely there. The Mara's section, the Mara's going to ask it later. But it's solely there to teach you by Maisa. Let's see it inside. How do you know when it goes to Bailam, it goes to Kanim, it becomes Chulin? The time you went to the Baisa, Charam calls my shame base Bailam, whenever it's the base Bailam, Haran Kadish called the Raymond, it's like regular Hekdish. Shinem, like it says, Kochim, Kadish Kadashim, Lashem. All Kherim is Kadish Kadashim, Lashem is fully Hekdish. Nasa, and he can't sell it. Nasa, the Kayan, Ariel Kulin, the Choldvam. Once he gives the Kayan, it's regular Chulin. Shinem, Kochim, Israel, Lachaya. It's talking to the Kayan, it should be for you, for whatever you want to use it for. It's like Chulin. So therefore, it says, Rava, lay ye, again, the gears we have you go, but Rava's switching it. Lay ye macher the kash rachmana lamali. Rashi's switching, I should say. Lay ye macher the kash rachmana lamali. Lay ye macher the pasuk, what it's there for. Im eina inyan the charamim, tenewa inyan the maiser. If you don't need it for charamim, say for maiser, and it's teaching you that by maiser you can't sell. Aim it tenewa inyan the bachar. Who told you to jump to maiser? Go to bachar. Maiser gula kamaisai. The Mara says that maiser has the same lashon of gula, like you have bechirim, as opposed to lashon pediyah, they have a bechar. Again, pediyah could be learned from gula because it's really the same. But when I have a more similar lashon, such as gula, I go to the more similar lashon and not the less similar lashon, namely pediyah. That's explanation number two. Explanation number three: Rav Ashi Amar leigol demaisav leimacharu. Rav Ashi says, let's learn like this. When it says the pasuk by maisav leigol, it means leimachar, which fits beautifully. That's why you can't sell it at all. But how does he know this? Amar Rashi Mina Amina. How do I know this? Tchsiv Vayehut Rasiya Kodesh. This we actually had this drasha right when we were yesterday. Right, this was Rava used this very same drasha to explain. Rava himself used the very same drasha to explain that the issue of selling ma'aser is only mechayim and not after misa. So Rav Ashi is bringing that as a zikr zoros. Vayehut Rasiya Kodesh Leigal said the pasuk. He in a tzmur our kodesh, you can't redeem it. Amos says tzmur. When can I make a tzmur? Of course, mechayim only when it's alive. Amos said a nigel. So therefore, when can it be redeemed? Mechayim when it's alive. Halach hashchita, but after it's already shechted nigel, it can yes be redeemed. Aye, how by amad v'racha? You tell me after shechita can be redeemed, but you need amad v'racha in order to redeem it. You need to be able to stand it up and evaluate it, and you can't do that anymore. So it must be like redemption we're talking about. It doesn't mean redemption. You know what it means? It means sale. Kol's man it's alive. The same time you can make a tmura, you cannot sell it. Once it's dead and you cannot make a tmura at that stage, you also now are able to, it's just a barometer, it's not, I don't think it's related, you also now are able to sell it. That's what it means. So the word layigal means layimacher. Lashmamina layigal, layimacher. The word layigal means layimacher. Says the Mara, 1 second. Rav Ashi's pshat is beautiful. If you hold, you need amad v'racha. That's what good if you hold kachar v'zbeach. Karban is required amad v'racha. Therefore, yeah, the shakar v'tai was good. Elamand Amar, Kach Bezech Lei Bar Madvaracha, Mayak Lemem Raviod, Kach Bezech Toni Amadvaracha, then you would be able to redeem it after it's dead, and it could literally mean redeem and not sale. How can you, according to that Madamar, how do you know to switch the word Leigol to Taichin a sale? Answers the Gemara, Ananach Karminan, Mi'ik, so the Mara now is holding his Svara, Rav Ashi puts forth, Mi'ik de Mechayim Lemifrik, Lachashit Mifrik, if you're talking about Geula, how could it be that when it's alive you cannot redeem it, and then when it's dead it can be redeemed after it's shechted? Says the Mara, what do you mean? Alam alai. Mechayim alim kishasei lemifrik. Lachashit la'akal like kishasei mifrik. Mechayim, where the kishas is stronger, where it still can be brought as a carbon, it's a strong kishasei, that's when it can't be redeemed. Lachamisa, where it's no longer heading to the mizbeach, it's very shechted, kishas is a little weaker, maybe that's when it can, yes, be redeemed. So this is counterintuitive. This is intuitive. This is the svara that we would have thought. But if you remember, we had earlier in Masechta, we spoke it very clearly, that it works counterintuitive, and that is, the more Kedusha it has, the better opportunity it has for redemption. If you remember, we spoke out our parallel. We don't have time for halacha of the night tonight. So our parallel was, the halacha back then was, that the more Kaddish there was sanctified in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, or Kedushas B'Shayna Ben Mezik Beis HaMikdash, the more desecrated it became and lost Kedusha when they came and were Mechalat. The less Kedusha it has, the harder it is to take off the Kedusha. Similarly, and the source was the Gemara early in the Pesachta, where we said that when it's a very strong Kedusha, it's able to be typhus onto the damim. You could take it off the animal and put it on the money because it's able to make the money Kaddish. Since it can make the money Kaddish, the Kedusha can leave the animal, go into the money. When the Kedusha is weak, it's not strong enough to go into the money, and once it can't go on the money, it can't leave the animal. Says the Gemara, it's exactly opposite of what he's saying. V'lav kol d'cheinu. Gemara says, isn't it Kolshkein? Umachayim, the alim lemitvus b'yayinai, strong enough to create the pinyon, yet lemifrik can't be redeemed. Lachashchit le'al mitvus b'yayinai, so after shchitu it cannot, it's not strong enough to be redeemed. It's weaker, mifrik, then that's when he says it's be redeemed. So therefore, it must be, you don't find that something which can't be redeemed, mechayim, can yes be redeemed, lachamisa, that can't be. Elashmamina le'igal, back to what Rav Ashi explained, le'igal means le'yamacharu, le'igal by meister means le'yamacharu, shouldn't be sold. Redemption, it can't be the taich of the pasuk, it must mean it cannot be sold. In fact, the Gemara, a very nice pshat. Rav Ashi is saying it can't be sold, and it can't be sold means only mechayim. If the misa can be sold, beautiful. But why on earth are you using the word le'igal to describe le'yamachar? Say le'yamachar. So why didn't it say the word le'yamachar by meiser? Because machana le'yamachar havamina is a vurdi le'mizdavin. I would think you just can't sell it because the kalav denuv de'chol. Because selling it's like doing business chaldic activities with it. Of ifrik mefrik, when you're redeeming it, where you're using money and making it into kedusha, giving kedusha's meiser new money. Hallelujah, dam of hekdash, transferring new money into the hekdash's domain. Maybe that's okay. Therefore, lachya kasher achmana legal. So therefore, really legal, because we have to call imikreis and bishute. Deloy is davim is davni loy mefruki. It says legal, even though it means leimacher, to also make sure you remember that avadi can't redeem it either. Just like bechar, we can't be redeemed. Meiser also can't be redeemed. But I use the lashon of legal to teach me leimacher, which would allow it to also include the din of not redeeming it. Beshama Emrim Leimana Yisrael Makayin Zok Mishnah. Beshama says that you cannot count a Yisrael with a Kayin Labachar, which means a Yisrael cannot be, the Lashon Leimana means, count me in, can't be invited to the group, which is a fancy way of saying a non Kayin cannot eat a Bachar Balmum. We don't pass it that way. Beshama Matim says a Mutter. Gets even further. In our Mishnah's version, Vafilu Evchavim. Beis Hillel seems to be saying, even a guy is allowed to participate and eat in a Bechar Balmum. Masi Samani, who's the author of Mishnah, who was saying in essence that according to Beis Hillel, the Heter is not just Zahar, the Heter is even guy. Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi Kiva. The time went to the Bais Bechar Nimnin, Ella Chabura Shekul Kanim. Devi Beshame. Beshame holds that Bechar you can only count people in who are Kanim, only count them from Bechar. Beis Hillel says very clearly, even Zarim could our mutter. So the Brisa really is not mamish like our Mishnah, because Beis Hillel himself is stopping by Zarim. Rabbi Akiva mater, I feel like Chavim. Rabbi Akiva's mater even for Goyim. So our Mishnah says, B'shem Beis Hillel, even Goyim is kind of some version of Rabbi Akiva in Beis Hillel, who holds even Goyim. My time, I'm just wondering if we should continue or leave for tomorrow. We'll start it. We'll start next few words. We'll stop at Amad Alf. My time to B'shamai, who says that it has to be to my Goyim. It should be to you. But that's actually not the main point. The pasuk continues and says, like the chaza, and the sheikh of the shlamim, just like over there, ma'asav kadim in Israel loy, just like the breast and the thigh of the shlamim goes to the kain in and not to a Israel. So avacha kain in Israel loy. So tovir, this bechar goes only to kain, not to Israel. Ubei Sil will say back, hani militam. You're right. You can compare the bechar when you're talking about a tam, a bechar that doesn't have a blemish. So over there, maybe you can compare it to the Chaz of a Sheik. Avol ba'mum k'siv ha'tamim v'atar yachtav yichlanu. Midarshin, ma tamish en eichel b'kachim kalim, eichel b'char. Ma, this is more of a kavachemer, not just a mamatzinu. This is actually a kavachemer. Ma tamim, take a person. A tamim v'atar is not allowed to eat a b'char ba'mum. If a tamim could eat a b'char ba'mum, and a tamim can never eat kachim kalim, yet eichel b'char can eat b'char, zar sheichel b'kachim kalim. A zar is not eat kachim kalim, just getting kachim. A zar can eat kachim kalim, or the term the parts of kachikalim he can eat. But the normal kachikalim azar can eat. So ain't a din sheikh bechar. A bechar which a tame can eat, even though he can't eat kachikalim, azar that eats kachikalim should certainly be a bechar. A tummy has a heter that he does avoida when tummy such a bezeber. Ubeisil will say back, shkayach. The guy be avoida, you found the kula, but we're talking about achila. Oh, the avoida come out, we're talking about avoida. In avoida, you're right. Tummy has a kula over, kula or a strength over zar. But we're not talking about avoida. Bachila kamrina, we're focused on achila. And when it comes to achila, tummy is always worse off than a zar. Yet by a bachar, a tummy could eat. Kavachemer Azar, Achil Azar Adif, and therefore Achil Azar Adif, and you can eat here as well by Bechar. That's the Machagish, Beis Hill, and Beis Shammah. Pick up here tomorrow, Mizzah.